With the 2014 Farm Bill set to expire next year, Congress already looking to what works and what doesn't. Holding a hearing called Agricultural Research Perspectives on Past and Future Successes.
And we have in America, our food systems, collectively, according to the Economic Research Service, is pretty close to a $1 trillion enterprise. And it supports 21 million jobs. And the role of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture is to provide the research and extension underpinnings and the educational underpinnings of that enterprise itself. And I'd like to say that what NIFA supports across America, the science that we support is inspired by the end users. And when once the work is done, it's translated into innovations and solutions and delivered to the end users, and it transforms people's lives.
Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy, director of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture at USDA in Washington, D.C., testifying before the Senate Agriculture Committee.
I want to share with you two examples of that. The first example is Dr. Barbara Valente from Kansas State University. Last year, I went to Kentucky and discovered a wheat blast disease on spring wheat seedlings. This is a particularly vexing disease that can potentially destroy almost 100% of the wheat. And the work that she did with funding from NIFA and her colleagues at the University of Kentucky and the Agricultural Research Service has resulted in our ability to very rapidly determine what species of wheat blast we have so that we can deploy the appropriate approaches to deal with it. A second example from Michigan is the work that's done by our extension colleagues there at Michigan State University. Our extension colleagues at Michigan State University were on the ground as soon as they discovered lead in the water and started deploying information to those folks out there and providing, in addition to providing just water, bottled water, they also provided information on improving the nutrition of those children so that if you can improve the nutrition, those children will not have to suffer the long-term effects of lead itself. So those are a couple of examples of the transformative work that NIFA supports. Our mission is to catalyze transformative research, education, and extension to solve societal challenges. And at the end of the day, the support that we provide is really about our producers, our farmers and livestock producers in America. We want to make sure that they're able to remain profitable. That at the end of the day, as you said, Mr. Chairman, farm incomes are depressed, have been depressed here in the last couple of few years now, and we've got to do everything we can to give them a leg up. So our budget is about $1.52 billion. It is split up into two big buckets. One supports the experiment stations and extension and education, and the other funding is provided for competitive grants. And these funds, as you noted and Senator Sabino noted, provides tremendous return to our nation, 20-to-1 return on the investments that we make. Unfortunately, however, we're falling further and further behind, as has been noted by you and my colleague here, Dr. Bartuska, as well. We're falling further and further behind, and we've got to do everything we can to ensure that this innovation engine that we've got is going to be supported and protected. We undertake stakeholder conversations throughout the year, and currently we're undertaking conversations about protecting the biosecurity of our food systems, about nutrition education, about youth education and 4-H, and about our 1994 tribal serving institutions as well. And we hope to aspirationally incorporate those as we go forward to work with you and your colleagues in the Farm Bill itself as we go forward as well.
From the Russell Senate Office Building, I'm Tony St. James in Washington, D.C.